had a quiet couple of days, which has been nice and quite rare, but the next 6 days we've got games every day, and then just the one day off before we start again after that. So, and it's also on the road as well, so yeah, it's going to be quite busy for the next week or so.
Starts with North Hants in the T20. Had there been any thoughts of trying to bring that game forward, given that you've all got to jump in the team bus and then drive across to Southport as soon as it's finished?
I don't think there were any thoughts at all about that. I mean, generally Friday nights are the most popular ones to host T20, so if you've got a home T20 on a Friday night, you probably want to leave it there, because commercially it makes the most sense. A little bit tricky for us logistically, but I think we've probably got a delayed start on Saturday at Southport, so that'll help a little.
Does that extra hour on a Saturday morning make much of a difference?
At the moment I'm thinking probably not, but at the time when we get to Saturday I'll probably appreciate that it is there, yeah.
Once you've battled with all the closed motorways on a Friday night, as you did a few weeks ago coming back from Northampton.
Yeah, we've had some tough journeys home. Bits of the A1 have been having quite a lot of work done. I'm not quite sure about the Southport route. We might go cross country there, but I'll leave that up to the bus driver.
Now, North Hants are leading the group. They've had a good run in the T20 the last few seasons. They've won it. They've been in the finals last year as well. When you look at your record against them and their record against you, they match each other. They've beaten you 3 times at home and lost once. You've beaten them 3 times here and lost once.
They're a strong side in the T20. I mean, I think it's a... I wouldn't know for sure, but I'd suggest it was probably a focus of their season. They look at the white ball cricket in particular and think that's something that, whether they can really make an impact. So you know, whenever you play North Hants, it's going to be a game that they're always going to be up for. We didn't play particularly well down at their place this year, which was a shame. It's probably the only time we've really chased badly. The other games which we've lost have generally been setting. So hopefully, you know, we've got a good record here in our own on our own ground. So you know, hopefully we can change that and get the right result tomorrow.
You mentioned the game down there and included a hat-trick from Paul Coughlan, hat-trick wicket maiden in the final over, and then I think you were something like 2 for 4. After the first 3 overs, so not the best to start.
Yeah, Paul's final over kind of got overlooked, unfortunately, because our batting performance which followed it wasn't really good enough, and that got most of the focus. But as you say, a wicket maiden hat-trick for the 20th over of the innings is a pretty impressive feat, and Paul probably should have got a bit more for that. We didn't kick off well. There's a little bit of a shower, I think, between the innings, and it just spiced the pitch a touch, gave it a little bit more zip, and we didn't adjust very well to that.
And your win here the other night got you back up to fourth. It's probably about as far as you're going to get up the table, fourth, third, which would mean, if you could get out the group, an away quarter final, which is always difficult.
Well, at the moment, we're still looking up. I mean, it's easy to look down and see what's coming up behind you, but we're seeing to see if we can catch North Hants or Birmingham or not. It is that tight that and everybody's still got to play each other that you don't know. You could easily find yourself going up the table if you get a couple of wins against the right teams. And teams at the top could find themselves struggling if they don't finish strongly. So I wouldn't say it's confirmed, but I'd be honest, at this stage, I'd probably just take a place in the quarterfinals, yes.
Mm. And your home form is quite good, actually, isn't it? The games you've managed to get completed, Worcestershire aside, you've won all of the others.
Yeah, we like playing here. We have a decent method, I think, for playing here. So it's a little different from other grounds. We tend to make it bigger, and most of the grounds you play T20 on these days are quite small. So it's our own way of doing it, and we've adjusted to it well, and other sides haven't necessarily done so.
And finally, the win against Leicestershire the other day included, the 18th half century for Phil Mustard for Durham in T20 over the years. He continues to be your leading run maker, but I understand he's in discussions as to what his future is going to hold at the moment.
Yeah, he's in the final year of his contract, so discussions are ongoing. But yeah, he's been, he's had some good years in the T20. Last couple of years have been a bit leaner, but no, he has over the last few years been a senior player for us in this form in particular.
And one other question with regards to the future of players. Gordon Mutchell told us a few weeks ago he's actually going to retire at the end of this season, take up a career in teaching. He's been a good servant to Durham for quite a long time now as well.
Oh, he's better than a good servant. He's an outstanding guy. At his best, he's been an outstanding player as well. So he'll be a miss for the team and for the squad and for the club as a whole. But the school will be getting a great guy, so good luck to them.